I'm Marco Werman. You're tuned to The World. The war on our minds today is World War II. The invasion that began the slow grind to end that war has been commemorated today in Normandy. We'll have more later on the 70th anniversary of D-Day. But first, we want to unpack another war, a current war, Afghanistan. You've heard about the release of Sergeant Bo Bergdahl in exchange for five Taliban leaders imprisoned at Guantanamo. They're now in Qatar, where officials helped to broker the deal. Michael Semple is an expert on the Taliban. He splits his time between Harvard's Kennedy School and Queen's University in Belfast. Semple says secret negotiations between the U.S. and the Taliban go back several years, but it all came to a head last year.
During 2013, the U.S. administration made a massive political investment in trying to get this going. So the big idea of using Qatar, using the Taliban in Qatar and the possibility of a prisoner exchange for the launching a peace process. They really invested heavily in this. And a pivotal moment was in June last year when, in an orchestrated move, there was an attempt to open this Taliban representative office there. And of course, it fell apart on day one because the Taliban, through various reasons, breached an understanding that they would not make it look like an embassy. And the Kabul government, which had been on board until then, immediately withdrew their support for the process. So after an intense 6 months of the U.S. using sort of all its political capital to get various people to agree to this, they realized that, look, this the big political ideas are not going to happen.
So these five Taliban commanders who were released from Guantanamo, they're in Qatar now, which, as you say, helped mediate the deal. They can't even hook up the telephones in that office, though, from what I understand. I mean, how important are these guys now that they're released, and what are they going to be doing for the next year in Qatar?
I do not anticipate that they're going to be sort of somehow running a Taliban office there. I think, to a large extent, they're going to be cooling their heels. Personally, I would be delighted if anybody who has responsibility for mediating in the Afghan conflict was actually able to talk with these people, listen to what they have to say, and basically try and persuade them to use their influence to bring the Taliban to the negotiating table to try and end this conflict. That's not part of the deal. Nobody's committed to doing that, but an opportunity has been created by the fact that senior members of the movement, who do have quite a lot of respect inside the movement today, are in a safe place where they're no longer part of the command structure and they're no longer part of the fight, and it's possible for mediators to engage with them.
What about the government in Kabul in Afghanistan? Where does all this leave them, and how did they fit into the negotiations? I mean, in a year, Kabul's going to have to deal with these five Taliban men.
The government in Kabul came out complaining about the deal. I think that's sort of an instinctive reaction. It's almost a little bit like partisan politics in the United States. So some things you have to say whether you believe it or not. Afghanistan is at a critical point now because in a week, Afghans go back to the polls for the second round of their elections to choose a successor to President Karzai. And both of the two remaining candidates have made it clear that it will be a priority for them to try and reinvigorate the peace process, to try and persuade the Taliban that with the fate of foreign troops in Afghanistan has been settled, the casus belli that the Taliban have been talking about in recent years is off the table. It no longer makes sense for the Taliban to fight on, and they will try and get the Taliban to the table. And that's why there's another interesting bit of the timing of the arrival of these Taliban leaders in Qatar. They're already in place, and soon we'll have a new leader in place in Kabul. And I think that leader will charge his High Peace Council to say, go back to all the contacts you have with the Taliban and try and get them talking. And I think that Qatar will be a must-go-to address for them.
Michael Semple there, speaking with me from Dublin.